Because of the pandemic, some media organizations in the provinces have been forced to shut down. We'll talk about this and the state of the community newspapers in the country. Welcome inside the press room. Hello, dear friends. Thank you for joining us again for another edition of The Press Room. I am your host, Romel Lopez, the region's editor of Press1.ph. And for this edition, I am joined again by our editor of Press1.ph, Mr. Felipe Salbosa. Hello, Ipe.
Good day to everyone.
And also by our editor-at-large, Mr. Manny Mugato. Hello, Manny.
Magandang araw, Romel at Ipe.
And ang ating special guest ngayon, of course, we're talking about community newspapers in the country, none other than the Executive Director of the Philippine Press Institute, our good friend, Mr. Ariel Sebelino. Hello, Ariel.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Salamat po for inviting me here. It's so good to see all of you.
Ang ganda ng ating pag-uusapan ngayon, Ariel. Welcome. Ang topic natin is about community newspapers. So, ang Philippine Press Institute ang organization of newspapers in the country. So, marami tayong mga webinar no na tinan Ariel na sponsor ay para kamustahin yung ating mga kasamahan sa trabaho sa community newspapers. So, kamusta na nga ba? Nakakabawi na ba yung ating mga community newspapers? Patapos ng 2020, nagbago na ba ang kalagayan?
Magandang pag-usapan niya ngayon kasi as we close the year, here's a piece of good news for everyone. During the last event, the big event of PPI, I'm talking about the Civic Journalism of Pindi Press Awards. Yeah. Meron din kasi, Sir Ipe was there, Romel, you were there, no? So nagkaroon ng konting chit-chat. So we were surprised. Ako, I was also surprised na bumalik na pala yung mga newspapers na we thought na sarado pa. And I'm talking about, we did an informal survey last May of this year. So, kind of inventory lang baga na, oh, sino, raise your hands, kung sino nagsarado, blah, blah, ganun, ganun. So, 12 or 13. Ang 13 kasi doon ay nag-close naman talaga, nagbalak na mag-close or mag-fold bago pa yung pandemic. This is a paper in Davao City, kay John Joaquin, in the Daily Mirror. Okay. So, okay, kinumusta, ganun, ganun. So, oh, wala na. Although, walang statistics talaga, walang data as to how many talagang nawala ng trabaho, etc. So, enough na we knew na wala na talaga sila. Hindi na masustain yung papers. Mm-hmm. So, siguro mga into the 6 months itong pandemic na to or 7, unti-unti na bumabalik yung mga nasa 12 na yun, nasa listahan. Mm-hmm. And then finally, itong ang huling event ng PPI, yung Community Press Awards, bumalik na sila. Mm-hmm. Bumalik sila, magandang point yung bumalik, ano? Pero ang dapat nating, ang importante kasing tanong doon, as you said, Romel, kumusta na ba sila financially? Are they getting by? Diba? Right. Or masusustain ba nilang operations sila up until next year or the years to come? That's very important kasi nga, the past months were reserved really for webinars, media conditions, welfare, etc., security. Mm. Tapos yung tipong, are you recalibrating already? Because this is the new normal. Puro ganun eh. And then what are the creative ways? Anong in-explore yung opportunities para kumita? Kasi hindi naman talaga kayo kikita, no? Kasi walang advertisers. Sa Baguio nga, tatanggalin yung newsstands, but they were protesting, di ba? And that's right. Very, very cruel, di ba? So among other factors talagang nag-contribute doon sa pagiging struggling ng mga community papers, struggling as they already are in the past, di ba?
So Ariel, that's a good point, di ba? So I think it would be safe to say na many of our newspapers, no, were already struggling even before the pandemic.
Yeah, that's very true. Pag sinabi mo paper, kasi technically, you know, the publisher, the owners. Pero ako, if you ask me, mas naaawa ako dun sa mga empleyado. And these are the journalists na struggling talaga. While the paper is already struggling, more pa yung journalists natin, brothers and sisters outside Metro Manila, more struggling pa than the publisher, than the owner. So what they're up to now, or nung nag-close sila, syempre, nagkukumahog sa ano na bang pwede nilang gawin? Wala naman trabaho, etc. So ang ginawa ng PPI, and this is another piece of good news, I'm going to brag about this because this never happened in the history, at least of PPI, ano? yung binanggit ko na to in my previous ano webinars when I share this, even the chairman of the PPI, yung altruism namin, that, di ba? Mm. The second website was really reserved or has been reserved for COVID-19 stories. Every month, starting last April, May, hanggang ngayon, at running siya 6 months next year, yung mga stories ng mga community journalists na walang outlets, specifically, more particularly, 30 per month ay binabayaran namin.
Mm.
30 stories per month ang binabayaran namin until December of this year and then January to June of next year. Basta COVID-19 ang focus ng ano. Nagkataon na yung when we launched the website, really reserved for community reports or stories, nirecalibrate namin yun. Sabi, why don't we use the website para gamitin ng mga walang trabaho na journalists o hindi binabayaran para kumita every month. Wala kaming pakialam kahit isang tao, tatlo, dalawa. Basta ang framework, andun sila, Sir Ipe, alam mo yun, di ba, yung civic journalism kasi nagja-judge kayo, di ba, o ang UST. So yun, yung altruism na yun, hindi naman siya malaki, pero I think, kasi yung feedback, nakatulong eh. Pero imagine, ang population ng community journalist, ang laki, di ba? It would have been better kung hindi, syempre hindi ko na mapilit. Meron pa sana ibang organizations doing the same thing. Not exactly doing the same thing, but merong ganong konting malasakit, di ba? Kasi hindi mo naman pwedeng ang pera, ang funding, ang funds or any sources of fund, hindi mo pwedeng isubo yan sa community newspapers, sa journalists mismo. Kailangan mo siyang, although you're spreading it too thinly, them too thinly, pero madaming makikinabang doon. Hindi mo pwedeng, ito, kung anong newspaper ka, o sige, gamitin mo to. What about the other newspapers in the other remote areas? Di ba? So, kailangan mas marami. Kaya 30 lang talaga per story. I think it's good to take note of that kasi malamang hindi na siya mangyayari uli. Pero gusto ko siyang mangyari na gamitin pa rin yung ganitong paraan para makatulong sa community journalist natin. Kasi hindi man siya enough. I think that was the only way during the pandemic. Kasi we were also scrambling for sources of funds. Lahat naman tayo naghahanap ng funding talaga. Hindi lang pa sustain sa opisina natin. But more particular in the case of PPI, wag na lang isipin natin the board, the secretary. You've got a whole lot of members out there na talaga nagde-depende sa'yo. In fact, ang second ano namin, yung tulong, I'll call it tulong assistance, we waive ang membership fees this year.
Yeah.
Kahit sa malalaking papers, hindi namin pinabayaran. Walang bayad.
Para lang tulong.
That's 4,000. That's 4,000 a year.
I have a question, Ariel.
Yes. Yes.
Prof. Ipe. I mean, trend na to, no, na the smaller newspapers doon sa mga regions ay nagsasara or nagka-cut back ng operations because of, you know, yung old problem na lack of advertising, lack of
resurfacing lang naman yun
support,
eh.
No? Which was exacerbated by the pandemic. I think dapat nating ipaalam siguro sa listeners, ano ba yung impact nito kapag walang community paper doon sa isang lugar, lalo na sa probinsya?
Sana yung mga nanonood ngayon na hindi alam or hindi ma-appreciate kung anong ginagawa ng community journalist, sila po, ang community press is the most disadvantaged in the media industry. And they are the most vulnerable, susceptible, the ones which have the lack of, pinakamababang resources. Ayokong sabihin na minamaliit siya ng mga nasa taas, ng mga nasa Metro Manila, but some will probably feel the same. Kasi wala nakukuhang support, diba? Unless you are part of an organization, media organization, that really protects you and serves you right, di ba? Anyway, going back, kailangan malaman ng publiko ang appreciation nila dapat ngayon. Dapat iba na yung mag-iba na dapat yung tingin nila sa community journalism or sa community press. Hindi po sila second-class journalists in this country. In fact, maawa po kayo, sila po ang nakakaalam. I always use this phrase, they are the ones who can feel the pulse of the community. Mm-hmm. As opposed to the parachute journalist pupunta, aalis and all, di ba?
Mm.
Wala namang masama. Talaga namang kung pinadala doon, coming from anywhere, pinadala sa conflict-stricken area, kasama, mangikibang kahalubilo doon sa local journalist. Wala masama yun. What I'm saying is that malaking papel ang ginagawa nila to build a community.
Right.
Gone are the days na parokyal yung mga community newspapers. Huwag pong maliitin natin just because they're local. Hindi po sila local. Ang perspektibo po nila, global po yan.
Mm.
In fact, lagi itong sinasabi pa nagsiseminar ako sa mga iniimbitahan ako, I always highlight the role of community press and community journalism in this country. Kasi doon po nakabangko, nakadepend kung paano po kumukuha o na-appreciate ng publiko yung realities on the ground. Ang on the ground po, yun po yung importante. The narratives on the ground are so important that they are so often underreported or not reported at all.
Pag-usapan namin yan, Ariel, sa isang edition din nito ng press room na imbita namin si Bina Araneta ng ABS-CBN Davao kasi nga, di ba, affected din sila sa closure. So, si Manny rin nag-share noon ng kanyang experience na yan, aminado na naman si Manny noon na pinaparachute lang sila sa Windows, di ba, Manny, kapag may mga malaking event, lalo na sa Davao. Nakakatulong, di ba, yung mga community journalists.
Kasi, usually, yung mga community journalists, Manny, di ba, usually sila yung tinatawag natin na mga fixers, di ba?
Pero alam mo yung kagandahan nito kasi yung local news is always local eh, no? Yung community news is very important kasi yung mga tao sa isang komunidad ang gusto nilang malaman kung ano yung nangyayari sa paligid nila.
Correct.
No, kung ikaw tiga Davao, tiga Cagayan de Oro, eh bakit ka naman interesado sa nangyayaring politika sa Manila na pagkalayo-layo o may saksakan sa na vendor sa tondo. Malayo sa iyan eh. So mas ano ka doon sa nangyayari sa paligid mo, di ba?
Correct.
Kaya nakita natin, di ba, yung yung paghahanap ng mga tao for information lalo na nagsara yung mga regional network groups. And right now, yun nga, nasabi mo Ariel, di ba, some are struggling. May mga community papers nga na tayo sometimes thrice a week na lang or twice a week. Once a week, yung iba talaga nagsarado na. Well, because affected ng pandemic.
Correct.
Like, nasabi nga ni Ipe, even before that, nagsastruggle na ang mga community papers.
Ako, Ariel, medyo worried ako na merong mga lugar sa Pilipinas na walang malakas na mga media outlets.
Right.
Especially mga newspapers. Not even websites. Newspapers. Kasi iba pa rin talaga yung printed word. Eh.
Yeah.
Iba yung power ng printed word. Nag-aalala ko dun sa mga lugar na walang community papers. Kasi who is holding their local officials to account?
Right.
Diba? Exactly. Kung walang malakas na media sa mga probinsya, edi walang sagabal doon sa paghahari ng mga warlords na nasa probinsya.
Well, walang harang doon sa corruption nila. Oh.
Well, mabuti na sabi niyo yun, may pinupush akong storya ngayon eh. Mukhang mahirap maipush tungkol sa issue ng ng local power cooperative eh. So, kinokontrol ang rate eh.
Yeah.
So,
precisely, who is going to monitor the activities of these cooperatives?
Speak to power, diba?
Actually, yung mga power cooperatives, diba? Mga mga nepotism, etc. Nadaan sa connections ang appointments. So, basically, hindi magandang management. So, we keep on hearing cooperatives na maraming utang sa...
Right.
Maraming utang sa mga power companies, may brownouts, etc. I mean,
at may hindi to kayang
hindi to kayang i-cover ng mga national media organizations.
Yun yung limit ng national media dahil yun nga, 'di ba? Hindi nila alam ang pulso. And yung unfortunately, 'di ba, Ariel, parang I think na pag-usapan natin 'to sa isang webinar na ang mga community papers din parang in a way beholden dun sa mga politiko dahil nga 'di ba sa mga advertisements humahabol din sila rin sa mga politicians and even local officials eh.
They're too close to each other, di ba? They know they're so familiar with each other. Kaya nga, di ba, they're so chummy din eh. Di ba? Parang neighbor lang ba? Parang ganun. Oo. So, the anonymity, I mean, you know, yung ganung akin to that, wala na. Blurring talaga of ano. Kaya, ito din, lumalabas din naman pag kinakausap mo because we do... Alam mo what's more important sa ganitong mga itong ganitong mahirap na sitwasyon talagang dapat meron dialogue with them. Hindi naman mo sila makikita, hindi mo man sila matulungan finance-wise. Kailangan makausap sila na intimate talaga. Kasi doon mo makikita, doon mo maririnig kung anong problema nila. Hindi ito problema lang ng simpleng ethics. Ito ay problema ng survival. Ito ay problema ng how dangerous they are putting their lives, diba, at risk, diba?
Right.
Number three, it's really what's going to be the next piece the next day. You're only as good as your last story, diba? If you're beholden to any politico or powers that be in the community, ay nako, it's a telltale sign also. You know, the public, merong social media, babanatan ka and all, ididimuli siya, bastardize siya.
Mabuti na banggit mo rin yun, Ariel, yung about sa violence. Kasi aside kanina, di ba, napag-usapan natin about yung economics behind running the paper. Isang malaking factor din ba ang violence against journalists, especially sa mga regions, be it both from the left or the right ang tumitira sa mga
kasi, journalists? You know, kasi maliit ang tingin nila sa isang community newspaper or community outlet. Mm-hmm. Ito yung mga, ito naman yung mga, kumbaga pa, maliit lang na mga tao eh. I-compare mo naman isang media outlet na, ay nako, wag natin galawin ng ano, medyo kakalabanin natin, bababanggain natin yung pader. What's a small news outlet in a remote area? Tapos minamaliit pa ng politiko na news source. Diba? Tapos, alam mo yung instead of, ako, I feel so, yung outrage ko talaga, most of the time, pag ang hindi lang dahil minamaliit sila, instead ngayon na crisis, a health crisis like the pandemic, you must bring the information closer to the people. Inaano nila, pinopolarize nila, doon ako naiinis. Kasi wala kayong awa na ang tao, ma-empower na nga lang. Wala na nga pera during the pandemic, ma-empower na lang sila through wisdom, knowledge and all. Pero what are you doing? Pinopolarize ninyo. Sinisiraan ninyo para mawala ng tiwala sa credible media. Diba? Anong mangyayari sa mga tao? Doon ako na yung outrage ko sa ganong ano ba, mga bagay. Dahil sobrang paghihirap na, maliit na nga sila, minamaliit pa ninyo, at talagang winawala pa yung tiwala ng publiko sa legitimate sources of information.
Right. Yung mga violence against community journalists ba, Ariel, na mo-monitor din ng PPI? Parang recently kasi, diba?
No, ang nagmo-monitor talaga, PPI belongs to a bigger network. It's called Freedom for Media, Freedom for All, and the PCIJ and UJP. Yeah. Ito yung mga usual suspects. Usual suspects. PPI, PCIJ, MFR, and UJP, CCJD, ganun-ganun. So kami, meron kami sa real. Siyempre, ang UJP and CMFR for the longest time, sila talaga yung organizations na tumututok sa monitoring, etc. Kasi yun expertise nila, di ba? So, meron naman. So, kaya sabi nga namin, huwag po kayong tamare na pumunta sa website ng CMFR and NUJP kasi ang tagal na namin sinasabi, all the updates are there. The data are there. Tapos, ano pa, lahat ng information about killing, etc., any forms of violence and harassment against journalists or media practitioners andun at minumonte kasi may alerts offices kasi or officers ang dalawang organisasyon yung monitor siya. Pero dapat, I must say, for all you folks watching us right now, there's really an agency in the government who's supposed to do its job. That is the Presidential Task Force on Media Security. Meron po yan. Meron pong budget under the Office of the President yan. Hindi ko na papalawigin yung role nila. Pero nandyan yun. Andun yung trabaho yan nila.
To protect journalists.
Ariel, matanong ko, sa monitoring ninyo, how many community papers have decided to close down during the pandemic? I think I read one article na sinabi mo, isang dosena yata.
11, 12. Dapat nga, 12 yan eh. Pero bumalik pala, just when we thought, Visayan Daily Star, one of the oldest papers in Visayas, Bacolod, folded. Yung pala bumalik.
Bumalik lang,
so, halos yung 11 na, or 12 na we reported that closed, they're back. Na, okay. Yun nga, ang malaking tanong kasi doon, ano, Prof. Ipe, back for what? Commercially, are you okay? Kasi, kasi malaking challenge for PPI to take care of its members. That's why Ang pangatlo kong sasabihin dapat, very practical na ito na gagawin talaga ng PIPE. In fact, our last webinar for this year as a year-ender, step-by-step guide talaga itong December 18, itong Friday talang, how to PWAAMP your website so that you earn Google Sense, ganun. That's happening this Friday. Step-by-step talaga. Hindi na siya pwedeng puro lang tayo, ethics, the media freedom, the blah. Dapat practical. This is
how to make money, how to monetize.
Hindi mo pwedeng pag-usapan ang ethics pag kumakala music mura.
Correct.
Diba?
Correct.
And at the same time, ano bang relevance ng isang media organization? You've been, probably any media organization can brag about na siya yung relevant, etc., etc. Ang relevance kasi dapat isipin, i-recalibrate din yung relevance. Baka relevance na okay, ito joining blah, advocacy, etc. And all. Pero on the other side of it, and I think more importantly, dapat iparating natin sa publiko, the economics in journalism has to be the issue all the time.
Mm-mm, tama.
Hindi mo pwedeng ihiwalay yan. Hindi pwedeng ihiwalay sa press freedom, sa kung ano pang ethics, etc. Dapat ganun.
Ariel, pwede mo bang i-discuss ng konti yung kakatapos lamang na PPI Community Press Civic Journalism Awards?
Mm-mm.
Para may idea yung mga viewers
na. Ito, ang una ko muna kasi the awards itself in 24 or 25th year was or is the culmination of the replaced annual forum. Ang ginawa natin, Prof. Ipe, Manny, ginawang, di ba nag-guest ka dati, Manny? Yung malaking event ng PPI. Kasi nga pandemic, ginawa siyang regional press forum. Si Romel yung ano namin doon, siya yung writer doon baga. I mean, andun siya sa meeting room. So anyway, ginawa namin yung ganun na Luzon besides Mindanao, Luzon NCR besides Mindanao. Kasi unang-una magulo pag labo-labo, di ba? Pag ang debate, wala na. Walang focus, di ba? Ang daming members. So ang gusto namin, may focus, tapos gusto namin maximize the time of Zoom or Google or whatever. Two hours, ganun lang. So, director's point, wala nang mga preamble, wala nang mga mag-filibuster dyan, etc. Diretso na. Kasi, yun naman eh, simple lang na pag-uusapan. Ano ba problema ninyo? Ano ba pwede natin? Right. Paano ba natin isolve to? Huwag na natin paikot-ikutin pa yung DDS ba kayo o Dilawan ba kayo, etc. Alam naman natin, meron naman talaga. Ang pinag-uusapan natin dito, ano yung problema ninyo?
Right.
Kasi ang problema ninyo, buhay pa ba kayo after this regional press forum? Walang kwenta tong regional press forum natin, yung awards natin, pag hindi nyo sasabihin sa amin kung anong problema ninyo. Kasi ang PPI, relevant lang siya kasi andyan kayo as members. Pag hindi kayo nagsasalita, if you don't function as members or good members in good standing of the PPI or operate as such community press, community journalism, community journalist, walang saysay yung pinag-uusapan natin. Kaya naisip namin, sabi natin, oo nga, kailangan talaga yung kumbaga pa ang analogy doon, paano kayo kakain? Paano kayo namin papakainin? Dapat ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Yung unahin mo, ang ethics and ano, every now and then, pinag-uusapan naman natin yung money, di ba? Hindi yan nawawala sa any discussion. In fact, ang nawawala sa discussion, yung talagang ang pinag-uusapan, how to earn.
Right.
Hindi naman yung pinag-uusapan all the time eh. Oo.
Ang ganda ng innovation yun to.
Sir Ipe, in capsule, yun yung pinag-usapan na very practical regional press forums. Right. Hindi na yung annual press event natin na, di ba, medyo highfalutin eh. Okay, we've got the keynote speaker, blah, blah, blah. Wala nang kasi ho doon mga keynote speaker na yan. Kayo ang mag-keynote speaker kasi kayo naman talaga ang subject eh.
At focus na rin yung discussion. Dito.
Oo.
At focus kasi naka-focus diba? Ka sa region eh.
Exactly.
Yung kakamustahan kayo eh.
Saka, walang no holds bar. Magkasakitan mo kayo.
Kinakausap mo na.
Exactly, magkasakitan man kayo, sabihin nyo na kasi ito na yung panahon. Pag wala ng pandemic, hindi yun na pag-uusapan yan. Happy-happy na naman kayo, di ba? Anyway, yun yung focus talaga. Alam ni Romel, he was in the three regional press forums. Ako, kasi I moderated it, hindi ko papayagan na aalis kayo.
I was in one eh, talagang sobrang ano. Oh,
sa Zoom, saka sa Google na to, kung hindi nyo, walang resolution. Unang-una, wag na lang tayo magpatawag ng regional press forum kung walang resolution. Anyway, nagkaroon na. Okay, happy and all. Excited about the digitalization kasi talaga tuto pa rin namin yun, Manny. Kaya naghanap na kami ng funding na talagang yung mga walang websites at hindi marunong basta content sa kanila.
Oo.
Content sa kanila. No. Pero imagine mo step by step, ituturo namin yung Manny, Prof. Ipe, ha? Ngayon Friday, tapos meron pang... Anyway, ganun talaga ang tutok. Okay, fast forward sa Community Civic Journalism of Pinoy Press Awards. That was a celebration of excellence in the time of the pandemic. Of
right.
Pinag-usapan yung... You see what we're doing? Sige, labo-labo, pag-usapan ninyo yung problema, ganun-ganun. Okay, itong gagawin natin. Gagawin talaga natin kasi hahanap tayo ng pera para magawa yan. O after that, na pinag-usapan na, oy, celebratory mood. Why do you have to celebrate? Bakit? Because I also hosted it. Sabi ko, I think more than anything else, we have to put the message across that community journalists are the most resilient of all media practitioners.
Mm.
Kasi bago pa yung pandemic, alam na natin, di ba, Manny, kung anong problema nila. Pinamukha mo pa yung pandemic sa kanila, doble, triple na yan. Di ba? Anong kulang na? Impyerno na lang, di ba?
Na-redneck pa.
I mean, you know, practically, ganun naman yun eh. Kasi, who takes care of them? Yun ang lagi kong tanong. Who takes care of them? Kasi, tayo, merong, ano ba? Sorry ha, pero mag-example tayo ng konting kibot or merong isang a libel case of ano of Rumel. Tapos si Rumel, sikat and all. Close kami ni Rumel. Tapos dito sa Manila, sikat and all. Pero hello, ano yung mga libel cases sa probinsya?
Right.
Ang tayo ba, malalaking media sa Metro Manila, took note of them, took notice of them?
Yes, yes.
Right. Did we ever bring to the fore yung problema ng nila Kong Corrales, nila Julius, nila right, etc. Kakilala naman nasan sila. Pero tinulungan natin sila because they belong to media organizations like PPI and UJP na talagang pinipersa din namin ang narrative na i-float.
Right.
Kasi unang-una, dahil magre-reklamo sila, sasabihin na naman, you know, Imperial Manila talaga kayo. You're so entitled and you just think of yourself and all. Tama naman eh. Break the walls. Tapos, kasi mainstream naman sila eh. Tayo naman lahat, mainstream yan eh.
Right.
That's what happens. They have smaller news outlets talaga. They have meager resources to get by. So yun.
Maybe in some ways din, Ariel, no? Yung lalo na kapareho kami ni Ipe na nasa ano kami, academia rin kami na yung mga case studies din involving community journalists.
Uy, ito
dapat
na.
Dapat ma-ano rin yan, di ba? Ma-highlight din yan or ma-record din yan. Mapag-usapan sa mga
yeah.
klase eh.
By the way.
Kasi parating ano eh, parating either Imperial Manila or naghahanap ka ng libro. Correct. Nakukuha lang namin parati for ethical cases mga foreign.
National thing.
Exactly.
National you know, or foreign cases.
Kaya nga importante talaga, it's really a conscious effort for any media organization to engage the academics. Ang PPI, ang mayroong Scholastic Press Outreach Program, probably we're the first to do ang Scholastic Press Outreach Program na yun, matagal na yan. Nag-iibang topic niya kasi yun yung campus tour namin para kaming mga artista, di ba? Tawag campus tours. Pero hopping from one campus to another, practically, airport na yung ang bahay namin. Parang nasa Cagayan de Oro ka, pupunta ka ng anong-ano, magta-travel ka ng land para maximize yung resources mo.
Right.
Hindi ka na uwi, magpa-plane ka naman. Ando ka na, punta ka ng Mindanao and all, Gensal, blah, blah. Punta ka naman ng ibang schools, et cetera. We were the first na gumawa ng campus outreach program on fake news. Di ba 4 years ago or 3 years ago, February of the first year, na novelty yung ano, fake news, disinformation, misinformation, fake news pa. Anyway, doon namin nakita. De, alam, sa Metro Manila, sorry, Prof. Ipeha Romela, alam nyo naman na lagi itong sinasabi, yung engagement natin sa mga eskwelahan dito sa NCR Metro Manila, they're so sobra-sobra already.
Right.
Sobra na. Grabe. Pumunta ka ng UP. Ilang beses ka pupunta ng UP, ng UST. Iimbitan mo si Prof. Ipe, si Christian, si Manny, and all. Pero, pero yung engagement natin doon, kasi, di ba, Prof. Ipe, how many educators are teaching, how many educators are practitioners teaching comm and journalism?
Right.
In our case, marami, halos lahat.
Ano, in your case?
Sa UST. I mean,
doon sa ano? sa labas
sa,
ba?
Sa province.
Kunyari, sa isang, huwag na tayong mag-mention ng isang, isang school na ay may school pala ganun, ay meron palang com doon, ay meron palang journalism doon. Diba? Tapos ay sino teacher? Ay
Ariel, di ba? Sa ano nga lang, napag-usapan natin yun, di ba? Sa media information literacy lang.
I know, di ba? Talaga, diba?
Practitioner ng media and information literacy, naiintindihan ang
MIL. Na dapat, di ba, Ariel, yung pagkukuhanan nito mga state universities sa regions, itong mga community papers, di ba?
Right.
You said it right. Alam mo ba?
Pero, ito yung malaking pero. Yun yung malaking pero. Actually, experience ko na rin 'yon kasi yung meron akong isang school na naranasan na hindi community newspaper ang kinukuha, yun may master's degree lang or iba eh graduate lang ng com, so pinagtuturo ng journalism. I have even one experience na wala talagang background ng journalism, pinagturo ng journalism eh.
O, diba? Anyway, Ariel, I think you will agree with me in saying na sa regions may demand for regional news.
Yes. No?
May demand for local news.
Yes, no? There is. Pero Prof. Ipe, correct me if I'm wrong, pero ito talaga, ito was, in urban centers, mas higher. The key cities, mas higher. Alam na natin yun. Kasi
even national news, di ba?
It's a consequence of a lot of things, eh. The dynamics.
Di ba, demand for regional news, even sa national level, mataas din naman, eh.
Mataas din. So,
yes. Lalo na ngayon sa COVID, eh. Di ba? Tinatanong, like, for example, masyadong muted ang balita na ang Davao City is parating number one sa cases ng COVID.
Cases.
Diba? Pero sa experience ni Manny, like yung ginawa niya yung stories on the drug war, ang laki rin na naitulong ng mga maliliit na mga reporters, yes, sa kanya. Sabihin na natin mga nasa local community, di ba, Manny?
Yes.
Diba?
Kasi yun ang kailangan, yun yan, sabi nga ni Ipi kanina, diba, para sila mga brokers. Eh. So, even on the national level, even foreign journalists would always turn to the local people, the local journalists, right, dahil sila mas nakakala.
They know the terrain.
Oh. Kahit sabi mo pang galing exactly ka ng NCR or ikaw ay may...
Like they know the palm of their hands, diba?
Right. Yun nga, diba? Dahil chummy na rin sila sa mga yan, politiko at mga police officials, mga authorities. So, alam nila yung mga nangyayari dyan.
Saka they're very resourceful, ha?
Mm-hmm.
Alam nila kung hindi ibibigay sila, makakukuha nila impormasyon na 'yun.
Ayun lang kasi nga
sometimes or you know, a lot of times risking their lives, 'di ba?
Right.
Which is nakakaawa din kasi nga gusto natin silang bumalik para ikwento yung story, paano kung part na sila ng statistics? 'Di ba? We want them to come back alive to tell the story. Hindi sila ma-storify, hindi sila yung storya dahil wala na yung buhay nila.
Sila dapat ang nagpumagawa ng storya, hindi sila yung storya.
Exactly.
I think Ariel, Romel, may mga magagandang case studies na mga community media na successful, no? Siguro dapat maganda pag-aralan kung ano yung elements of success nila that could be replicated sa ibang lugar, no? I don't know, from the top of my head, for example, I've seen it closely, yung for example sa Bohol, yung Bohol Chronicle is a family-owned newspaper. Yeah. Meron silang radio and
Bohol Dumaguete yan, Prof.
Yeah, they're quite successful.
De Jerezcos.
Meron sila sa Dumaguete, meron din
sa Bohol
sa Tagaytay.
Mga brothers yan sila, oo.
And it looks like, you know, they're afloat despite the pandemic.
They're earning. Mm-hmm. Not as much as yung normal yung ano, no, pero una hindi naman sila nagsara talaga. I mean, one of those which did not really hindi naglaho during the pandemic, 'di ba?
And I think, you know, I think the Boholanos are also proud na meron silang homegrown na media outlet.
Alam mo, that's a very good that's a very good point.
Yun,
taking pride of or in local journalism,
right,
kasi they know that it's their own. There's a you know, relatedness, sense of belongingness, and that they can identify, etc. And that, you know, it's a sign that they hold, that they tawag nito, respect and they uphold.
Yeah.
At talaga yung respeto nila for ano, holy to high esteem baga.
Yes.
Na meron silang local ano.
I went to a local public market here in Mindanao and then I was surprised yung mga kargador sa Bagsakan Center to. Ariel, Manny, Ipe. Nagbabasa yung mga kargador ng isang local newspaper habang inaantay nila yung mga parating na ibabagsak na mga gulay. So, nagulat ako na akala ko radyo ang aasahan mo or nakaharap sila sa cellphone. May cellphone itong mga tao pero nakatupi yung dyaryo at nagbabasa sila, and the newspaper is printed in Cebuano. So meron pa rin demand at naghahanap pa rin ng mga tao for local news.
Actually, may mga areas no, like Palawan, Iloilo, na thriving yung local community papers. No?
Yeah. Kasi money, mataas ang readership din. But you have a problem about readership. It's a dwindling readership in the country. Imagine mo, a tabloid size paper, or sabihin natin, a tabloid, no, na news, na paper, ay being shared by 4 or 5 people instead of one buying one paper, di ba?
Yeah. Pass on readership.
Pass on readership. Kukunti na nga lang yun, di ba? It's also, you know, sabi ko nga kanina, it's an indicator of how mature a community is, di ba? I'm talking about, let's say, hiwalayin mo yung Davao, Cebu, urban key centers, tapos compare mo sa medyo remote ng konti, or wala, off the urban, off the ano, the center. Talagang, asan yung mga, wala kang makita newsstand, or iilan lang ba yung nakadisplay sa isang hotel, or sa isang business ano establishment, etc., di ba? So, or, sino ba nagbabasa ng estudyante, or ginagawang example ng teachers ang community newspaper or any community news outlet, di ba? Right. Sa pagtuturo. Mm-hmm. May kita laboratory dapat sana.
Right.
Kasi yung Pilipino hindi reading public eh.
At saka visually ang mga, di ba, ang mga millennials na yon, saka mga fillennials. Mga visually ano, visual blog, ano, kaya nga
ito, a real din, example na lang sa sa Eastern Samar. No, itong yung tinayo nila Monsi Quitorio, yung Este News. Is ano siya, YouTube channel siya. And meron siyang mga news programs, meron siyang mga talk show na mga programa, may religious programming. And you know, yung mga Esteano, yung mga Samareño, they embrace it. Ano, and they proud na meron silang online na media network, no? And even the politicians, kapag sinabing Este News, doon sila nakikipag-usap. Oo, kasi you know, walang ano, I mean, on the same level sila with ABS-CBN in that regard. Kumbaga, doon sa lugar na 'yon, itong Este News ang ABS-CBN nila, kumbaga.
Iba yung pride talaga na homegrown, yung isang media organization na hanap-hanap ng mga tao.
Hindi, basta lang talaga maayos yung product. The product is the news kasi talaga.
Correct.
Kasi you cannot talaga discount that content is still key and king talaga. You can be overly ambitious about technology, etc. Gusto mo PWAMP, etc. para to earn the Google Sense. Pero yung produkto mo, yung news mo, ni, di ba? Pero syempre, ando tayo sa infotainment. Kasi that's, you know, that's bread and butter. Eh. But at the end of the day, you want an empowered. Ito, gas-gas na naman to. Pero that's all it takes. Eh. Parang, how do you attract naman yung readers to, like, yung sinabi nyo, Prof. Ipe, di ba? In local pride, di ba? Paano ba sila nagsimula para ma-attract nila yung ano? Yung content nila. What's the content? It's something that they can relate about. Probably a story of the cargador. Nakatulad ng cargador, sila din. At yun, napukaw yung interest nila and all. Because it's community. Right. It's local, but I will have to say, it's not parochial.
Right. Ariel, to wrap up our episode, how do you see...
Lalo na, bilis-bilis naman. Ano ba, ilang oras ba to?
Lampas 30 minutes sa tayo.
Ganun, ang ikli naman. Ano ba 30
minutes lang.
Pwede tayo mag part 2.
Podcast kasi.
Kasi ang dami pa natin pag-uusapan. Oh, my God.
Pwede pa tayo mag part 2. Parang pag-wrap up natin dito, Ariel, I'll ask you a question. Anong future ng community newspapers in the Philippines?
Ako di ba, as the host, tinanong ko din yan nung ano, what are the prospects in the future? Ako, I always hold on to this. The last time they said, 10 years ago, the print will die. It's still here.
Right.
It will not die. It will always be the backbone of journalism. It will be reinforced by other platforms. But any journalist, well-meaning journalist, who appreciates print, will have to say the print will not die. It will always be a point of reference for what? Not only for the ABCD, but for history, etc. Because kahit hindi mo man, hindi siya ito ha, kung sino man yung nakikinig sa atin na ano na yung hindi yung kasi we think alike naman parang tayo, di ba? Pero yung iba yung pananaw, hindi mo mawawala sa isang komunidad ang isang community news outlet because it is part of the culture, news culture, or entertainment culture, and history of how people were able to mold a community that depended on news and information, kahit gaano man kaliit or kalaki yung isang news outlet. Balikan mo man isang local community, any well-meaning local will clearly identify one radio station, one community. Never mind kung hindi sila maka-identify ng newspaper. Hayaan mo na maka-identify sila ng local radio, ng isang local TV, local cable channel. I think for me, that's enough appreciation of how, wag na natin sabihin, kung hindi man nirespeto, or how they were able to experience community journalism in that sense. Hindi siya mawawala because, hindi mawawala ang print, Romel, because community newspaper or the community or community journalism will not die.
For as long as people will always look for stories that resonate with them, and especially stories of people who might be their neighbor or
exactly.
relative or someone they bumped into a local yes. church or market, stories will always be important to the local people.
What's community journalism in that sense? That's changing lives one story at a time.
Beautiful. And with
well
that,
said.
Very well said, Ariel. And with that, kapos tayo eh. So, hopefully sa next episode natin, may imbitahan ka uli namin. Pwede
dapat
tayo
hanggang,
uli.
Ang suot ko pa naman hanggang pang 12 midnight to. Oo.
Diba, ready
na ako.
Pus,
gagawin na lang ako, diba?
Gagawin ka namin regular dito.
Ay, maganda yan.
Welcome ka parati sa press room. Oh. Open parati ang press room with for someone like an Ariel Sebelino.
Grabe naman. Di, natuto lang talaga ako kay Manny. Kasi alam mo na, naalala mo sa UP, yung inintroduce ko to, taho na taho sa ni Robby. Alam mo yung si Robby, ano, pag sabi Robby and Manny, Diyos ko, ako, maliit pa ako nun, may Robby na and ano. Sabi na, fake news yan. Ay, naku, nakakatawa.
Thank you, last episode nga namin
salamat,
dito,
salamat.
Ni Ian,
it's
ano,
so fun. Pero, di ba kahit na malaki yung problema natin, we have our own lives to take care of, but we're also taking care of other lives. At some point, you all have to, just to, ako, ganito ako, para lang to keep my sanity, is to laugh at our mistakes and flaws. But at the same time, when I wake up, when we all wake up the next day, it's another battle we have to fight. And not for ourselves, but for other people.
At sama-sama naman tayo, Ariel. Hindi na tayo magkakaibigan, pero magkakasama tayo sa isang industry.
Correct.
Well, on that note, dear friends, ubos na yung oras natin. But for sure, we can invite again Ariel Sebelino of PPI. Para mapag-usapan pa yung maraming issue about the state of journalism in the country at lalong-lalo na about sa mga member papers ng PPI para lalo pa natin mapalawak ang ating kaalaman sa estado ng community journalism in the country. Maraming salamat, Ariel.
Maraming salamat din. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariel.
Yeah, I have to see you next time.
Yeah, bibigyan nga namin sa iyo yung susi ng press room. Makakapasok ka.
Thank you.
Anyway,
regular guest.
Maraming salamat po ating mga YouTube followers, subscribers, at ating mga listeners sa ating mga podcast. Hanggang sa muli po sa another edition ng The Press Room.
Thank you.